Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Checking in this morning on Starphone, the host of the Emmy Award-winning Dr. Oz Show. What a coincidence. He hosts the Dr. Oz Show, and he is Dr. Oz. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it's a very difficult week to be on the radio. I got to tell you that right now. It's in New York City.
Yeah.
Well, it's difficult on television, too. It is.
I'm sure.
You know, all these memes I'm getting now about how 2020 is just a different kind of an experience. It's been tough at so many levels. And, hey, it's also hard to put the pieces together. Just when you're trying to get your arms around one crisis, another one comes up. And all of them justified. You know, all of them just reflections of deeper problems we've been trying to cope with.
I was going to ask you, because I was thinking about talking to you today, and I thought, man, if there's one person to go to, how do we keep our kids and even ourselves from permanent stress damage with everything that's been going on in the last few months and now this week?
Well, we're going to have PTSD. That goes without saying. But PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, happens because you sort of relive the bad moments. And there's two things that I find are helpful. One, getting hope. And how do you get hope? Is by helping others. Because when you help others, you have a purpose. And that
good
always
point.
Gives you hope.
Yeah.
And the second is to listen. You know, I think the two ways of looking at this is you're swimming upstream. It's difficult. You're not getting anywhere. And the world seems turned against you. The other way to say it is, you know, that stream has always been there. I've got to ride it for a while and figure out what is the bigger message here. What are the insights? I mean, I've read articles about... living as an African-American in the city that I would never have read. I've read articles about treating pandemics that I would never have read. I've read articles about a ton of things that I never would have gotten close to except for the crises we faced. So as a physician, I try to use knowledge, but I recognize this emotion that will win this battle.
Mm-hmm. It's a learning experience, and you have to process it a little bit that way.
Every bit that way. Otherwise, you just get more and more frustrated by it. And that the thing is, you know, people have been, they've been sort of ready to boil over for a while. The pandemic certainly turned up the heat. And this is just one of several crises we may face. And you can imagine other potential scenarios, none of which we want to live through. But I think it's forcing our country to come to grips with issues that we've swept under the rug for a while. And there's hopefully some therapy. You know, as a surgeon, I'll equate it to an infection. You know, we know something's there. It's beginning to boil, but you haven't really dealt with it. And sometimes you just got to take the scalpel and lance it and let the pus drain out and let the wound heal. And you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
The patient doesn't want it, but you got to do it. I hate to, you know, the metaphor is pretty graphic, but it's literally what we sometimes do to save lives.
No, it's true. It is true.
Now, you just basically described the way I'm feeling right now, because it's so difficult to get your arms around all that's going on. All of a sudden, the coronavirus is gone. I mean, it's not really
gone.
Well,
it's not. That's the problem.
But if you watch TV or pick up a paper or, you go online, the coronavirus is gone. Now it's all about looting and vandals and of course, the peaceful protesters who are trying to get some changes and something done about the racism in our country. But no longer do you hear much about the coronavirus. Is there a chance that could come back? Because if you watch TV, all these people, both the peaceful protesters and the whack jobs who are causing the
looters,
violence,
yeah.
and the agitators, as they call them, and there's no space distancing whatsoever. They're all right together.
But they are wearing masks, a lot of the peaceful ones.
Yeah, so. But they're using the mask. The other ones are doing it for a different reason.
Well, I think anyone who's walking in one of these marches needs to get tested for COVID-19 next week. They ought to quarantine themselves. They desperately need to stay away from vulnerable people and their families because, you're right, there's going to be exposure. That stated, most of the demonstrators are young and probably healthy, and for that reason, they personally won't pay the big price. It's sort of like getting mad at the college students, you know, for hanging on the beach. It's unwise because you're putting your families at risk, but you personally aren't going to pay the big price just because the virus tends to scare young people. But can I go back to something you said, Scott, because you're so on top of this. You know, it is true that the news cycle has moved on, but COVID-19 is, I think, completely related to what we're going through now. It's a very frustrated people. All of our coping strategies have been taken away from us. I mean, think about it. When's the last time you danced or had a good time or, you know, did something that was that you just thought was really cool and, you know, and a positive life experience? You combine that with unemployment, a lack of destiny, lack of sense of knowing where you're going so you don't control what's where you're headed. And then you add, you know, the reprehensible actions that you know, and people dying, and all of a sudden you've got understandable, you know, kindling for these riots to come up. And I think that they are directly related. You asked me a specific question, will the COVID-19 come back in a big way? I don't believe so. I think we've learned as a nation the key things that we know work in hospitals to keep us from spreading the infection within the hospital. It's basically wear a mask or stay 6 feet away from somebody else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.